Egypt on the verge of collapse. That is the dire and possibly self-serving assessment of the Egyptian army chief commenting on the growing unrest in working-class industrial cities such as Port Said. A state of emergency continues today in those areas, and funerals are being held for the more than 40 people killed in the violence. Yesterday, speaking from Port Said, New York Times Cairo bureau chief David Kirkpatrick said he saw no clear path out of the current chaos.
Right now, there is no law whatsoever to speak of in Port Said. The police are not about to enforce the emergency law or any other. People are gearing up for a major protest timed to coincide with the start of the alleged curfew at 9 p.m. And so all eyes turn to the Egyptian military.
Port Said seems to have declared a kind of independence from Cairo, in addition to simmering with anger over the aftermath of a violent soccer match nearly a year ago, in which more than 70 people died, and none of the security forces who stood by and watched the massacre unfold without intervening have been held to account. Joining us now from Cairo is Isander El Amrani, who writes the Arabist blog based in Cairo. Welcome.
Hi, John.
So is the military completely discredited here, or are they once again going to be drafted to be the savior in a moment of chaos?
It depends on which side you stand. There's not a lot of love for the military, considering the experience during the transition where for 18 months where they governed the country. They didn't do a great job, left it in a real mess. But it does seem that some in the opposition have made the calculation that they'd rather see the military come back than Morsi stay in power.
And how would that take place? What would be the mechanism for that happening? Morsi would have to essentially step down.
Well, I think that's the more extreme scenario. I mean, and in my opinion, it's wishful thinking on the part of the opposition that the army could be persuaded to come back in. The army had a very tough experience in governing the country. I mean, not only did it not do a very good job at it, but it was also increasingly under attack for its performance. There's no sense that it wants to get back to the front line of politics. So the question is more, can the army put pressure on Morsi to give concessions that currently he doesn't want to give on, let's say, the formation of a national unity government, on amending the constitution that was recently passed? I think that's more the end game of at least elements of the opposition here.
We're talking to Isander El Amrani, who writes the Arabist blog. He's speaking to us from Cairo. You know, we in the West typically view what's going on in Egypt through the lens of Cairo, as though it is the only place in that vast country. Describe the difference between Cairo and a city like Port Said or Iskandaria or Ismaili, some of the other cities, where there may be some additional resentment of the central government that people in Cairo don't share.
Of course, I think, you know, it's quite important. You've had so far about 54 people killed in the last few days, protests across the country, 45 of them in Port Said. There's a particularly Port Saidi element to what's been happening, because, you know, the whole thing starting with the death sentence issued by a court against 21 locals who had taken part in a clash that took place in February of last year in a stadium in which 74 people died. The relatives of those 21 who were convicted then began to try to storm the prison where these people were being held, and 30 more people died. And then the next day, in the funeral procession for those 30 who had died, seven more at least were killed. And you know, we're seeing this situation spiral out of control. It's a tough city, a port city with a lot of stevedores. It's one of the hubs of the labor movement. It's a city that has a strong Islamist movement that supports the president, but also, and this is fairly rare in Egypt, a strong working class left-wing movement that's based there. And, you know, from what we're hearing in the reports from Port Said and what we're seeing on television, there's a sense of why is Port Said being singled out here.
And so really what you're describing, and you remind us of that terrible incident last February where so many people died in the stadium, and this has transcended that incident. This has gone beyond the sense of security forces standing by and watching people die in the stadium to become something of a referendum on whether Cairo has any legitimacy ruling Port Said at all.
That's right, to a certain extent. I mean, I think there's a rejection of the central government's actions. It's not necessarily that it started as an anti-Morsi movement, but it's become that. you know, the Morsi being the guy in power now. There's a feeling that the government handles these security problems and these protests in Port Said in a much, much harsher way than it handles the ones in Cairo that are near all the television cameras that are, you know, near the center of business and commerce and government.
Sander, let me ask you before we go, what's the chance? Where does this go from here? Are we looking at a scenario where it's Damascus, Aleppo?
No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. There's a political impasse with the bulk of the opposition refusing to negotiate on the president's term. Now, that could change in the next few days if Morsi makes some more concessions, answers at least some of the opposition's demands. Things, I think, could calm down. That doesn't mean that in places like Port Said, elsewhere in the canal zone, things will calm down immediately. And we're unfortunately quite likely to see an increase in violence, both from the protesters who have attacked public facilities, administration offices, even electricity stations, but also a harsher measure, you know, as the army is deployed in those areas in trying to clamp down on you know, what is beginning to look like an insurrection in these cities.
Sander El Amrani writes the Arabist blog, speaking to us from Cairo. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.